This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Mm-hmm.
Might be kind of cool for you to
sure
to somebody who, and that changed life. She was a she was in charge. She was like the general manager of the Ocean Grill.
Okay.
And took a 50% cut in pay years ago, and she said, "Nope, I want a family first and foremost." Then she just became like the head maitre d' or something like that, maybe the whatever it was, you know, and took a half a cut in pay, but it was worth it for her to have a family.
Yeah, right now there is such a need for foster parents that we have children sleeping in the caseworkers' offices.
Because there's not a place to put them.
Yes, oh, yeah. In this town. And literally it'll get to the point where they'll, you know, they'll ask several foster homes where they're already...
They're already full.
Their
there's only so
capacity.
Many kids you can put in a room. And
they'll say,
house.
Well, you know, this child will have to sleep in the caseworker's office. We don't have enough foster care. We don't have enough foster parents in Indian River County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, the bad thing is that means that they have to be, make the laws softer. But the good thing is they have to make the laws softer.
Oh, no noise.
It's making a little bit of a rattling noise, but I gave it to him. It's all right. So if you hear that extra little noise, so be it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's got my Donald Trump wobbly head. What do you call those things?
Mm-hmm. Anyway? A bobblehead.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to play with your sister? I'll trade you off for that.
Oh,
you
want to
play
wow.
with that? No, no. You want? Oh, this one. Yeah, but this makes noise.
Yeah.
If you go like this.
Oh yeah.
You can touch it. Uh oh. There we go. That's what I didn't want. Well, this is supposed to be about kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what today is all about. By the way, we're talking with a pastor of in Vero Beach, Florida. You have
yep.
a church?
Morningstar Church.
Morningstar.
And
you
and
are
it's
Travis.
Right off Oslo Road, just west of Dixie, on the north side. So,
yeah.
Morningstar Church in Vero Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Morningstar Church in Vero Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
And this is your wife.
This is my wife, Melissa. Yes, definitely my better half over
now,
here.
And this, and the children have been adopted. Now they were foster children.
We,
now
yes,
adopted. This is Robert.
Just adopted this year. We adopted two kids at.
And his sister.
Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very, very sweet kids.
Yes, we're
yeah.
so grateful for them. And God's ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours. We. No, tried to have no. children, and it wasn't in his plan for us. And now he created a redemptive situation where they have a home, where they otherwise would have just gone somewhere else. And we have children, and God is good. He writes the story we don't, right?
I think it's great. Now, what first of all, I want to make sure we broach the subjects you two want to broach today.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my intent of having you over here is... maybe this will be the first interview of a series as we get to know each other better. But because I want to inspire, the best thing I could do, mm-hmm. the best thing the show could do in helping you to inspire others to do what you've done. Now, do you know Tim Zork?
Yes.
Because he and his wife adopted.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Or they were involved in an adoption. They used to have these seminars on adoptions while you two were probably still in grade school.
And didn't you say you were adopted, right?
When well, this is what happened is my father was killed in a car accident when I was younger.
Oh,
and
I'm
then
sorry.
My mother married this fellow, and he adopted me.
Sure.
But then there was, he had a problem with alcohol, even though he was vice president of IBM, and it was abusive with his drinking every night. So he was a functioning alcoholic. So after 7 years, he was out of our lives again. So, you know.
But still so, a part so, of your story, yes.
So I would say that I was essentially brought up fathers. My mother eventually married a very wonderful gentleman, Gentle Ben. But he was too old by the time I got there. So we became best of friends. But there was never a father-son relationship. And the father in the Bible says he is the father to the orphan.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out a little secret that only those listening right now you'll ever learn. Write this down, because whatever your whatever the application, God says, bring me to remembrance of my promises. For instance, God in the Bible says the Lord addeth riches without sorrow.
Mm.
Okay? So you can say we want to be successful, but you don't want to be successful with sorrow. You know,
mm-hmm.
better to have less and not have sorrow. The Lord addeth riches without sorrows. If you notice people that the Lord prospers, they don't have a bunch of sorrows with their abundance. Other people that go out and whatever they do, even if they do it legally or they pillage and steal and destroy, that kind of success or wealth does not. It's okay, honey. Don't you like it? She won't because he has that.
They both want the bobblehead.
Hey, now, he had the Bible. I tell you what, in a few minutes, we'll get you the bobblehead, okay?
We take turns, but you got to stop crying.
But yeah. See, I never should have.
Be mean girl.
You got the doll.
I know. He's
you got the doll. He wishes he could have that, but he doesn't want to admit it because it's a doll. And you get the doll. See that?
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
It's funny, she was okay, and so she got the treasure.
Yes.
Oh, well. Anyway.
It's the nature of sin. You always want what you don't have, you know? Yeah. You see what they have, you're like, I want that.
If it makes noise, please don't give it to someone else's children, because they will shoot you.
Right? Yeah.
But
Whoa! Now they want the bell!
It makes noise. But the beauty of foster care and adoption is it creates beauty in the ashes.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Beauty from ashes.
Yes, yep. Beauty from ashes.
God says he promises beauty for ashes. I always see a vision of that, is I see a pile of ashes, and I see this rose popping out, and this beautiful rose comes out of the ashes, which often is the case in life. Is it not?
Yeah.
The Lord said, unless a seed dies, it cannot bear fruit. And we know now that a seed, if you plant a seed in the earth, it dies and it continues to die and shrivels up and dries out. And at its greatest moment of death, suddenly a shoot pops out, it comes out of the ground, and then it bears fruit, which is quite an amazing thing.
Yes.
Which we're hopeful that we will morph into something better. Maybe that's what happens. That's just like a caterpillar and a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hopeful that when we die, that we emerge... into these, as Jesus did, the firstborn, the first son, right? Mm-hmm. When he came back out of the grave, what was he? He said, "Touch me, I have flesh and skin. Look at the wound in my hand." To Thomas, right?
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
His glorified body. I had one professor at Knox Seminary. This is down in Fort Lauderdale. If you know the Coral Ridge Church, James D. Kennedy.
Yes, I used to attend there when he was alive. So Billy Graham down there years ago.
Yes, you know, he actually was part of the founding of Coral Ridge back
was
in the
he?
Day. Yeah.
He was a very gentle speaking man who suddenly got cancer and died. But go ahead.
So Coral Ridge. Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah. They have a seminary program started by James D. Kennedy called Knox Theological Seminary. I'm an alum over there. And one of my professors was sharing, like, what would our glorified body look like if we were in heaven? What would that experience be? Is there anything in Scripture that would give us a hint as to what that day would look like if we would see each other in heaven? And the one moment that he points to is in the New Testament, it was when you have the transfiguration. And there's Jesus with his two disciples. There's Peter and there's John. And they see Jesus in this transfigured way where they see two characters, Moses and Elijah. And as they look at Moses and they look at Elijah, and they can't help but as they see either person, they see Jesus. And so we're talking about this day in heaven where we will be so united, so one with our Savior that if I were looking at you, Rhett, I would see Jesus. If I was looking at Melissa, I would see Jesus. If I was looking at my brother, I would see Jesus.
Maybe I'm corrupt in my thinking, most likely. But I worry about going to heaven. A few things when we're about it. If there's no valleys, then there won't be any mountains. And if there's no tears, will there be any laughter? Because we know that comedy comes out of tragedy plus time. So I'm concerned. I believe that I had a vision of my mother. And God showed me, because we had a very close relationship. She was a wonderful, godly woman. And I saw her, and I couldn't see her face. I knew it was her, though. And she was draped over, like almost with a prayer cloth, with her head slightly bowed down. And she was I knew she was in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
In perfect peace. And I was thinking, well, so is that what dying's going to be? I mean, we're just going to be, it beats going to hell, that's for sure. But, you know, I don't mean to be offending the God of all creation. I certainly would never do that. I'd be an idiot to do it. But I am saying, like, I don't know. I just, like, all of a sudden, just in perfect peace. I don't know. I kind of hope it's more than that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering, we're going to be active in heaven. I have a famous author. She sold 240 million copies of her books. Debbie Macomber, she says the Lord has spoken to her and that he said to her, I have books for you to write in heaven.
Hmm. Well, it says it's going to be a new city, New Jerusalem, and I'm sure there's things for us to do. It'll definitely be another time for another topic of what you do in heaven those times.
Yeah, we should stay focused on the kids.
Well, no, that's a good point, though. I mean, it talks about streets of gold, tears, valleys. That's more death and destruction. There will be none of that. Mm. It'll be, you know, we'll be able to worship God and see him in his glory, which maybe. We've never seen him in his full glory. And we never will here.
Okay, well, if he appeared here right now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting down on the ground and I ain't looking up. I'm like Peter. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not worthy.
If we're thinking what would be our experience
of
peaks and valleys, maybe as we experience the day-to-day life in heaven, everything's always going to be just better than the last day. So you think about a type of ice cream you have in heaven, and then the next day you're going to have an even better ice cream, and then better.
First of all, I've only got this brain that I have here.
Yeah, and it's eternal things.
I can, you know, procreate. I can eat.
Careful.
You know, if we were really smart, sometimes I wonder about the audacity of man. We actually, most humans run around in great arrogance and pride. And yet we have a war going on now where children are being killed on both sides, adults. If we're smart, we can have peace. Do you know there's the intellectual giftings on this barrier island in Vero Beach, Florida? We have more Fortune 500 retired CEOs than they zip code the United States. We certainly, if there was a profit involved, there's no doubt that last night 30,000 people would not have had to die of starvation in the world. It's not necessary. If we'd taken them, first of all, they say the money that we gave to Afghanistan, whether I am or for it doesn't matter whether I'm for them having the money or not. Let's say I am, but nonetheless, the money that we've given to Afghanistan right now, they said that every veteran of war in the United States alive today could have been given a check for $2 million. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's necessary, but the point is, you know, we're doing a lot. We do a lot around the world. What are we doing for our own?
And it tells me one thing: money just can't fix everything.
No, it can't.
It can't.
You're a mom. Okay, so right now you have no food for your children. I give you a loaf of bread. Are you going to go feed stranger children or are you going to feed your children? Mm-hmm. Well, God gave you, you know, you have to take care of your own. Even in the Bible says, if I come to your church and I tithe, okay, and yet I have a nephew in need of my financial blessing, if I don't bless him as well, he says, I'm worse than an infidel.
Jesus mentions
that. If you don't take care of your own family, you're worse than an infidel.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Angels from the realms of glory wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
wonders, oh Lord. You are amazing. We have seen your deliverance, oh Lord. You can do anything.
Just don't quite fit in. Every wrong way, run away, rebel. So ashamed of where you've been. This goes out to every searcher trying to fill that empty space. Well, your searching days are over now. Everything's about to change.
Oh,
this song. Come and join the Jesus people. This is where your heart belongs.
Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship. And now that's why we sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Love, under the, his love.
center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
Where we find your light.
I pray we'll find your light
and hold it in our hearts.
And hold it in our hearts
when stars go out each night.
When stars go out each night,
remind us where you are. Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day.
When shadows fill our day.
Help us find a place.
Guide us with your grace.
Give us faith so we'll be safe. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended, and every heart that's broken will be mended, and will be reaching to the sky. We ask that life be kind.
We ask that life be kind.
And watch us from above.
And watch us from above.
We hope each soul will find.
We hope each soul will find.
To love. Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
Just like every child.
Just like every child
needs to find a place.
With your grace,
give us faith so
we'll be
saved. Needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be
upon the ground, press my face against the earth, till my heart it rises over my head. As the wheat it bows down low, when the autumn wind blows, I kneel before the one I love. Find me grateful, find me thankful, find me on my knees. Find me dreaming, find me singing, find me lost in your grace. Like the lost in your first step, God, I'm letting out. Pull me up against your face again. Feel the breath of your heart. Feel the depths of my soul.
a homecoming Christmas, with the snow fluttering down to the world seems new. Bright candles burning, old friends returning, the wishes of children coming true. And the happiest wishes are just old-fashioned wishes. May your days be merry, your sorrows be small. May the ones you love be near you. That's the happiest Christmas of all. Candles burning, old friends returning, the wishes of children coming true. And the happiest wishes are just old-fashioned wishes. May your days be merry, oh, may your sorrows be small. May the ones you love be near you. That's the happiest Christmas. We'll be right back.
weigh me down with shame. To crush me, but you hold my burden is light. I am not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new. God says of me, I am not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new, I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new, I am new. Too long have I lived in the shadows of shame, believing that there was no way I could change. But the one who is making everything new, he doesn't see me the way that I do. He doesn't see me the way that I do. Who I thought I was, and who I thought I had to be, had to give them both up, 'cause neither were willing to ever believe. I am not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new, I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new, I am new. I'm not who I was, I'm being remade. I am new. Oh, dead to the old man, I'm coming alive. I am new, I am new.
Home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security with its 5-year warranty can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security with its 5-year warranty is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Oh yes. I have, but I ain't the same. A prodigal return. That's why I say, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone.
Thank God my yesterday's gone.